Work is scheduled to get underway in the next few days on restoring parts of Navarre Beach. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the project involves pumping sand from the Gulf of Mexico.
The firm Weeks Marine has been contracted to dredge and place 1.3 million cubic yards of sand onto the beach to restore the dune system.
They are mobilizing this week on Navarre Beach with men and material and equipment.
Santa Rosa County Engineer Roger Blaylock says the work will stretch from the border of Gulf Islands National Seashore to the west through Navarre Beach Marine Park to the east.
The seas have been a little rough the past few days, so they haven't been able to move the sublines from Pensacola Beach, and essentially a hopper dredge will dredge material 4 miles offshore, come to near shore, connect to the buoy and the subline, and pump that dredged material onto the face of Navarre Beach.
Along that stretch, landside equipment will shape the sand into a 150 to 200 foot wide beach, as called for by the construction template, along with adding native plants to the dunes.
The template that was designed by our consulting engineers address a storm event in that 14 and a half foot high dune system, much of which is still intact from the 2006 renourishment project. It's just the horizontal portion of the beach has become severely eroded.
The beach makeover will also help protect the barrier island in case a hurricane or tropical storm crashes in from the Gulf. Blaylock says it's the first such work there in about a decade.
We have had the end erosion in conditions you would anticipate as the surf and seas move up and down the face of that dune system. The western end has been severely impacted for a couple thousand feet.
The quality of our beautiful white sand beaches is without parallel across Northwest Florida when compared to other parts of the nation.
UWF economist Rick Harper. Rebuilding the beach will not only help protect the narrow barrier island during the next tropical storm or hurricane, it will also help protect the region's economy and the $1 billion per year that tourism generates.
The benefits are spread fairly broadly as the sales tax generated by our visitor population can be put to use, the share that we get back based on population for our county, and then the local option sales tax. Those dollars stay in the local economy.
In some ways, the $17 million cost for the dredging could be viewed as an investment rather than an expenditure.
Among the 8 regions of the state that our state economic development entities track, Enterprise Florida, for example, Northwest Florida is the one where beaches are the single most important amenity that our visitors enjoy.
The beach renourishment is scheduled to be completed in June. The contract with Weeks Marine calls for a 50-day window. Santa Rosa County Engineer Roger Blaylock says once underway, the work will be around the clock, conditions in the Gulf permitting.
We have very few areas that have much over, you know, a 50-foot wide beach. And there are areas where you cannot actually get a vehicle along the horizontal portion of the beach because of the erosion.
Work on Pensacola Beach is scheduled to begin after the Navarre Beach project is finished. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.